here at the National Ethanol Conference. I'm with John Urbanchuk. And you just did another study about the economic impact of ethanol on rural America. What is the result of the latest study?
No, there's some consistency with it, and that is that the study reaffirms that this is an important industry for the overall economy, but more importantly for rural America as well. When you take a look at the impact in terms of supporting jobs, which is really an important factor, you're looking at an industry that, even given the fact that we had a decline in output last year, supports more than 385,000 jobs throughout the entire economy. Now, obviously, this is not a labor-intensive industry, mm-hmm. but when you take a look at the economic activity that's generated by this industry and the way that it flows throughout the entire economy, it adds up to a very, very significant industry.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, as far as the numbers are concerned, how many jobs? What's the impact?
Well, you're talking about, as I said, about 385,000 jobs in the entire economy. If you judge, and we break that into a couple of components. One, ethanol production, the amount of jobs that are supported by ethanol production, directly, indirectly, and induced. Then there's research and development activity as well that's part of that, too, because that's a very vital aspect of this entire industry, particularly as we move forward. There's a lot of money being spent. We estimated somewhere near about $1.7 billion worth of research and development. So when you look at all of that, that's what adds up to that 385,000 as it circulates through the economy. Now, as you create jobs, you also create income. So we're looking at an industry that puts somewhere around $38 billion in the pockets of American consumers. That gets spent, it generates final demand, adds about $42 or $43 billion of GDP or aggregate economic activity as well. And then on top of that, it also generates in tax revenue at the state and local level.
Good point. Now, as you mentioned, we did have a decrease in output last year. We saw some plants shut down. Of course, corn prices were up, mm-hmm. margins were tight, and we had the drought. How did that have a significant impact, and do you expect those plants to come back online and recover this year?
Well, it did have an impact. We know that we had plants that shut down and some cut back operations, and the impact of loss of some direct jobs. But it's interesting when you take a look at the fact that even though output was down a little bit, prices were up, so expenditures really didn't change that much. And as a consequence, it could have been a lot worse than it really was. It really didn't turn out from an economic perspective to be as severe as it might look at. Now, I think that if we get a good corn crop this year, and by a good corn crop I mean some return to normalcy. I don't think we'll get trend yields again, but we'll get a pretty good corn crop. And we heard other speakers during this session say that, you know, we could be looking at a 1.2 to 1.5 billion bushel carryout at the end of the year. That'll help reduce prices and improve margins, and I do expect those plants will come back online.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add, John?
No, it's just that I'd like everybody to remember that this is a very, very important industry, particularly for rural economic development, and probably one of the most important contributors to rural economic development that we've seen in the last, 70 years.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.